In every school, in every college, in every educational institutions, also in families, worthiness of the students, worthiness of the children is one of the foremost aims which has to be attained. Parents give birth to children only to make them worthy members of the family, worthy members among the friends, company, and also the society. One of the pure desire of the heart of the parents is that they glorify the name of the parents, they glorify the name of the clan. It is in this they see the worthiness of the child. But, and also more than that, they also desire that the children go ahead of them, they are glorified more than themselves. Parents feel that their children would glorify the name of themselves more than the parents itself. Teachers do also have the same desire that they glorify the name of the teacher, and also they will be glad if they become attain much higher status than themselves. Therefore, they teach them, parents and the teachers. And for us, it is a question of the unlimited mother and father who has given us practically, given us this spiritual birth. Once in the whole kalpa, there is no other birth in which we would have the unlimited mother and father as our parents. But along with his coming, he also says, you are also born along with me. Especially he means to say the foundations, the founders, the original jewels, ancestors, our respected dadis. Mama, of course, who are on the line of the most elevated creation of God, through whom he accomplishes this task of making his children worthy during his unique task of transformation. That is, the total transformation of character of man. Man cannot even imagine that for him there can be such elevated character. All of us know, people in the world know, God is the most pure, supreme, highest and high, worthy of worship, purifier. Therefore, if at all the term worthiness applies to any existence in this world, people understand, perhaps it would apply only to God. Rest all, you know, can't be said worthy. Worthy, it is a special expression which applies to every aspect of life, which means worthiness in actions, in relations, worthiness in thinking, worthiness in vision, basically everything. Yes, some may be worthy, become worthy because of one or another speciality or virtue or talent, whatever you call. But worthy for what? Worthy to glorify the name? Name is glorified because of some such kind of worthiness. What is that worthiness? If it is a worthiness to glorify the name, it is a limited worthiness about which we are not talking. It is the worldly worthiness. Yes. But worthiness applies to everything. That is what is the expectation of the parents or teachers. He has to be not glorified by the name. Worthiness actually is something else. It is not that which glorifies our name, no. This is not which the Father, unlimited Father and Mother expect from us. It is something else. Therefore, if we look at the aspect of worthiness from point view of our own feelings, what do you think, first of all, from where do you get the feeling of being worthy? Because we are not small children. When we are born, we already know the contrast. What is unworthiness and what is worthiness? And godly teachings are unique teachings. It is a complete transformation of what we were, what we understand, to what we have never expected. So, from this point of view, where do you actually feel your worthiness? Do you understand the question? Let us see how you will react to this own, your own feeling. Where do you feel, from which point of view, from which aspect, after having become Baba's child, you think that, you know, this is called worthiness, this is called worthiness. Or from here, I actually feel my worthiness, you know, that is the concrete question. From this aspect which I know, which I have faith in, which I have understood very well, and thereby I develop the feeling of my worthiness truly. so that it becomes very clear to us, so that it becomes very easy to attain worthiness. Such worthiness which itself has the glorification in it, not by name and form, you see. That is what is the uniqueness of worthiness which we are talking about, which we try to explore. So, anyone? From where do you feel your own worthiness? Yes. Can you say something? Yes. His brother says that he feels his worthiness from the acknowledgments which he receives from, you know, in the form of love, regard, cooperation and sustenance and so on and so forth. Yes, there must be something. Therefore you are worthy of receiving such love, etc. Yes, please, anyone else? Belonging. Belonging to? Belonging to God Himself. You feel you are being worthy from this. Reflecting? Yes, it reflects then in our roles and relations and so on and so forth, where you continue to feel it. Yes, then brother was telling about one, about himself, isn't it? And you are telling about two, God and yourself, belonging to God and yourself. Well, okay. From where do you feel you are being worthy? Based on the knowledge, based on the faith, based on your understanding? Okay. Anyone? Yes? Please. So you are feeling worthy out of the divine study which you are undergoing. Because of... Yes, yes, I understand it. Makes your intellect divine. It is rather close to worthiness. Yes, following. Yeah. Yeah, you feel worthy yourself because you are really following those elevated directions, those elevated principles and so on and so forth. Mm-hmm. Or because of which you become worthy or you attain that status, so on and so forth. Well, if you look at the drama, the whole drama of 5,000 years, where is that moment from which you are feeling really, practically, and not for the first time, that you are actually worthy? I would say no one else except, you know, we all, Brahmins, so to say, children of God. Many times Baba says in the Murali, only you are that. Many times Baba says only you understand those things. No one else can understand. So I wanted to know, what is that which no one else can understand except us? The whole drama, I feel, this is because of this. Today I am feeling, I am myself feeling worthy, myself feeling worthy. It is such an unlimited such a faith in this unlimited eternal Rama, it is not easy to have such faith. It is such an understanding, intellect has developed out of such understanding. I can add one more word. Who am I? Who am I? So this is what actually would be the answer for the question, keeping the entire drama in front of us. Yes, now we have become worthy children of the Father. We have become worthy children of the study, worthy children of the entire family. Everything is looking at us. Everyone is looking at us. God Himself is looking at us. And therefore we are feeling that worthiness and we are receiving it. But keep everything aside. Just emerge the eternal drama in front of you. And as an individual entity, maybe a Brahmin, maybe as a soul, from where in this whole drama would you get that feeling of being worthy? Look, the confluence is disappeared from the entire memory of the entire drama, that God has come and made us so much worthy. And we came to know about it only when Baba made us belong to Him. Otherwise we would have never known about His descension and the secret of the confluence age and our Brahman being Brahman. And the whole knowledge of the world history would have never come to know, and so on and so forth. But the reality is, if at all I have to feel myself worthy, it should emerge from what? From our idols being worshipped, and I am sitting here. My idol is being worshipped and I am sitting here. My idol is constantly being worshipped. Worshipped. My idol has become worthy of worship for the millions of the souls, and I am in the living form here. My idol is giving people peace, some kind of solace. My idol is giving some kind of attainment. My idol is attracting people from all over. My idol, in the whole drama, such a secret about myself I never knew. Which means I never knew my own worthiness. And for how much long time my idol had been worshipped by the same souls. For one birth, two births, perhaps many births. Such an incognito drama. No one knows. It is such a predestined drama. For how many generations such kind of worshipment of my own idol has been taking place without my knowledge. You see, such a funny thing about myself, and it's not once I became like that, where my idols have been worshipped, but kalpa after kalpa, every kalpa, every kalpa, every kalpa, it becomes such an unlimited aspect of worthiness which no one can ever imagine, which can never be written in any scriptures about, and it can never even reach the people who are worshipping. It is an eternal secret, you know, it would never be open to anyone. And that is called bhakti. That is called bhakti. And so that the value of my worthiness is bhakti. And it is an aspect of the destiny of the Dharma. My worthiness is connected with the destiny of the Dharma itself. When Baba says the whole Dharma moves around, Bharat in general moves around you deity souls in particular, and just imagine about your own self, it moves around my worthiness, my being worthy to that extent. To that extent, it is not now the question of worshipping anymore, but it is a question of the destiny of the Dharma is such. Yes, the whole role in the Dharma is fixed. Baba says it is Kudrat. It is the wonderful nature. It's a wonderful nature, you see. But here it is a question of practical feeling. For worthiness, you would not say it is the Kudrat. It is something wonderful. No. And if it is the Kudrat, okay, Kudrat is Kudrat, destiny is destiny. But when it becomes something very clear to me, and it becomes a kind of natural feeling for me, when I practically feel both at the same time, my memory and myself, both, that is called worthiness. The feeling of worthiness should come from the memory, memorial. If the feeling of worthiness comes in the form of the memorial, but now in the form of memory now, and if it emerges, then practically Baba says you become the images which gives the visions. Only pure beings are given visions, is it not? Impure beings are not given visions. You would never, no one ever have any vision of Ravan, for example. I don't think so. Does anyone ever have visions of Ravan? Nowhere in the scriptures it is written. Visions are always of pure being, and Baba's role does begin actually on the path of bhakti also in the form of giving visions. And then Baba says, if it is in the Dharma, they will receive it. If it is in the Dharma, they will receive it. And what does it mean? what is going to happen after 2500 years onwards in the form of giving visions to the Bhagats, etc., etc., we are recording it in the drama now. By realizing our worthiness, from the time which has passed in this kalpa, by practically realizing now from our own memorials in the past within this kalpa, and remaining stable in that stage of being giving visions, whatever you call, what it is called, our worthiness. And emerging the whole scene in the form of an eternal drama predestined. This is also not a small role actually we are playing. It is not the question of how we are performing actions. It is not the question of how we are developing the relations. Yes, it is common that we have to behave well, we have to deal with people well, we have to deal with situations well. It's a common thing. It's just a common thing. Baba does not expect from us anything more than that, except pure brotherly vision, etc. But here it is a question of understanding the whole concept of drama and my worthiness in this whole world drama cycle. If that becomes a reality, real feeling, real realization of my own worthiness, yes, then where will be the place for anything which has become past? There won't be any place. Past is becoming the true present, which will then become future. Wonderful. Past is becoming the real future, real present, which will then become future. Sometimes if only this feeling remains in our intellect, that the feeling is that there is no place for the vices in the whole drama. There is no place for Ravan in the whole drama. Ravan is just an extra joker in this drama. Joker, not extra yogi. Extra hero. Yes, because he also plays. It is also connected with our worthiness. That is why Ravan is just the unworthiness. Just the unworthiness, you see. Therefore, Ravan. Yeah. Yes. So let us not too much say that when we become worthy, unworthy, when we become unworthy, but it is important to realize the concept of the whole drama and fix the destiny of the drama in the form of a faith as I being a hero actor. We are not hero actors of one birth and two births like those actors of the world. For them, yes, they also have that feeling of intoxication of being in a hero actor, but for one picture or two pictures or for one birth, that's all. This knowledge is never given once again. This knowledge is only for once in the whole kalpa, and that too for one birth, and that too for a little left over the part of the birth, and that too for constant realization, and that too it is a matter of a second. Because the teacher is supreme. He is a real teacher. He is teaching practically the knowledge which he has within. In his total awareness. And he is teaching in such a way that it enters our intellect. Without understanding this whole drama, our remembrance of Baba would not be accurate. And vice versa. Without accurately remembering the Father, we cannot understand the whole drama. Because the knowledge of the drama is in him. He says, remember me, so that you imbibe the whole knowledge as it is in me. And on the other hand, he says, imbibe the knowledge, or churn the knowledge in such a way that you imbibe it as it is. Yes. Therefore, the remembrance and the churning the knowledge sometimes differ from each other, but they are, on one hand, the same. We can't remember Baba without remembering the drama. We can't remember the drama without remembering Baba. They're combined. You know, we have to reach a stage when just the word Baba would remind us of our own worthiness in this whole drama. It is this, perhaps, gives us the feeling of divinity. The understanding of this destiny of the drama about which you are talking about. Our own memorials of our own worthiness. They are being worshipped. That is why we are feeling the being worthy. And it is this worthiness, you know, what is in other words is called the divinity. Divinity. It is also an eternal word in this drama. Deities will not have that feeling of being divine or divinity. It is because we have felt this divinity enough that we become deities. For so many births to come, it is very accurate how many births we will become divine. Why we feel the divinity? Why do we, from where this feeling of divinity comes? You may say purity, satopradhan, soul and the body both are pure, perfect. All the praise of deities, 16 celestial degrees, complete, perfect and all virtuous, completely non-violence. Yes, all these feelings do give us unique feelings which are called divine feelings. When the soul is beyond any kind of violence, absolutely. For Shiva, you can't say he's a divine soul, he's a divine feeling. No, he's a supreme soul. And the feeling of the supreme soul is extraordinary, something beyond even what we call divinity. Shiva Baba is worshipped in the form of Shivalingam, but he does not get the feeling of being worthiness out of it or divine out of it. No. This is the difference. It is he who makes man into a deity. Practically. No? Because he is a purifier. He gives us those feelings. And another thing, why we feel the divinity. Yes, anybody? From where do you get the feeling of divinity? When you identify with the Father, worthy of worship. From where we get the feeling of worthiness, we begin to understand. From where we get the feeling of divinity. Does any one of you have the feeling of divinity? Of course. Of course. I also see, of course. Baba looks at us as the deity souls, the divine. But each one of us, how do we feel the divinity? When the body is also sattva pradhan, isn't it? Only then the feeling of divinity comes. You know, we should not, in this aspect, we should not praise ourselves too much. We can't call ourselves deities now. Can we call ourselves deities? No. But we can have the divine feelings. See? Which even the deities would not have as being deities. So what is that divine feeling and how do you experience it? Sister said when you remember Father? When you identify yourself with the Father, when you identify as Bab Saman, ocean of love, it's an unlimited. But does it give you the feeling of being divine? It is a feeling of Bab Saman, Father-like, and he is beyond even divinity. He is a supreme soul. And you are identifying yourself with the Supreme Soul, and that means you are close to the Supreme Soul. But it is very good. It is the very highest kind of feeling, being almighty. Almighty in being, ocean of love and no less than it. Yes. But you have to add a little more. Yeah, I understand. So brother is saying that in addition to identifying the self as the Father, also to identify the self as being a pure soul in Paramdham and came down along with Brahma Baba and ruled heaven, so on and so forth. Yes. Gives us the feeling of being divine. What else? Circumstances and situations. Move us forward. That gives you the feeling of divine. We are moving towards the aim. Yes. Yeah. It is a study and there is an aim and object in this study, to become
Lakshmi Narayan. So we have to reach the aim in spite of obstacles, etc., etc., moving ahead. It gives us the feeling of divinity when we have that perfect aim. What is the main qualities? Why a deity is called a deity? Huh? They give. Yes, that's the true answer I would have said. Yeah? Yes, they give. A deity is called a deity because of constant donation. Constant. But again, it is not Lakshmi Narayan who gave. They gave in their previous birth. Yes, I am an ocean of love. And when I begin to practically give this supreme love, that's all. There is no need to think anything. See? That feeling of donation itself gives us the title according to the drama by someone who gives us the name deity we do not know. Perhaps Baba himself, a donor. The most important is that we get the title donor like the father. Donor. Devta. Denevala. Dev. Dev. Devta. It's the purest expression. Dev, Devta. It is neither Hindi nor Sanskrit, I would say. It emerges from the act of donation of God's quality. God is a supreme being, no? People say divine. Divine being, divine, something supreme. So worthiness is connected directly to the donation. Because we are worshipped as idols because of this act of donation. So if you want to feel your divinity, don't donate something belongs to you, but something which belongs to God. You donate whatever belongs to you, yes, but if you donate only in the name of God, you feel that divinity also, you know. It is a feeling, but it is such a great power of transformation actually. There is no need to make effort against the vices. Vices should run away. If this is the aim of life, donation becomes very natural. How can you feel the absence of I and mine while feeling your worthiness and while feeling your divinity? Because if there is the feeling of I and mine, there is no worthiness, there is neither worthiness nor the divinity. So the exclusion of I and mine should begin from the process of donation, which is called true donation, which is called the only donation, so to say. And such kind of donation is never donated or acted in the whole drama. Only once. I and mine, which are so deeply, deep feeling of the self, deep feeling of the soul, should finish in one hit and once forever. That is called divinity in this world. That makes the soul worthy and divine in the whole kalpa. And such is the result of our act of donation. Is it possible? Otherwise, having attained so much in this birth as a children of God, we become so much limited. We do get a status in the golden age, no doubt about it, but it will not be that of a diamond status, it may be that of golden status. Yes, because donors, kings and queens are very well known as the donors, not the subjects and servants, isn't it? God never creates subjects. He never comes to create the subjects. God comes to create His children to make them worthy, divine, worthy of worship deities. His aim is only one, highest aim in the whole cycle. To make it possible, what is needed? Worthiness and divinity once forever. It's a question of destiny of the whole drama. To make it possible, what to do? Accept whatever Baba says immediately. Yes. Therefore, so much of faith has to be there that it has happened earlier also. It is happening now practically. And it will happen forever. Every kalpa. In other words, but truly, yes. To surrender. So, to make it possible as it should be, as it should happen, or as it should be accomplished as God wishes to be accomplished. He has His own plan, you know. We have to release His plans. We have to accomplish His plans. We are His such closest of all children, isn't it? He is Trikaldashi, so also we have to be Trikaldashi. Then we can accomplish it. If we want to accomplish from point of view of only one aspect of time, we can't. Or two aspects of time, we can't. Instead of three kaldrashi, if we are one kaldrashi, ek kaldrashi. So what is the sign of being one kaldrashi? The one who thinks about only one time, aspect of one time, he thinks about the past. Past. Throughout the day, he is thinking about only of the past. Ek. Tijalol, it's difficult. Always hard job. And the one who thinks two aspects of the time, past and present, is, for example, or past and future, but only two aspects, not all the three together. Yes, he would have a very elevated aim of reaching Bab Saman stage. He is also ocean of love, but not able to donate it. He is also pure, but is not able to donate it. He is also transforming. The question is that he is always making effort. it is hard for him to reach the destination, though it is very clear and in front of him. He always feels that I have to make effort, I am making effort. You know, something connected to effort. But for a Trikaldarshi, he is an advanced soul, you see. He places himself as if he just came from Paramdham. And therefore his place, original place is Paramdham. His faith is so accurate. He is in that karmatit stage, he is that in advanced stage of being perfect. It is very clear in front of him the destiny of the drama as being a hero actor. And he never forgets the father. Father has opened him this secret of you are that. That's all. It is a matter of such a wonderful faith. You know, it's a matter of such a faith. Who am I? God never forgets who he is. And he wants to give us this awareness. Never forget that who you are. He gives us his own sanskar in that form. Practically, you know, this is the method to accomplish his task. Karan Karavanahar, he does so through us and we become that. It is his task, he does so through us and we become that. So who we are? Children are children. We are just small children who and loving children of the loveful Father. And if we have such elevated Trikaldarshi stage, our stage naturally will be of not making effort, but a flying stage, which is called a flying stage. Flying stage. We always fly into all the three aspects of the time, we fly. Fly, fly, fly. No? Yes. Obstacles, situations, problems, relations. If we are in the Trikaldarshi stage, if we have moved advanced into the previous kalpa you may call, or into the next kalpa you may call, but if we are in that stage of Trikaldarshi, the past becomes, past does not emerge in that case, theoretically at least. If we have moved into that future as being a Trikaldarshi, the past merges in it, within it. That is what we actually practice and is called Raja Yoga. And remembering the Father, I would say, is a perfect stage of Trikaldarshi. We are remembering the Father as we did remember him in the previous kalpa. In the remembrance of the Father, there should not be remembered anything else. God is the Karan Karavanhar. He is Sadguru, takes us back home. Okay, Om Shanti.